The Nature Stories podcast, where people and place intersect.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at acura.com/RDX.
Harry Abraham lives in West Forks, Maine. From the beginning of April until the end of May, Harry picks fiddleheads, edible ferns, along the banks of the Kennebec River.
These are what we're looking for. Some good ones here.
I'm Samantha Brown. You're listening to the Nature Stories podcast. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week, we bring you pieces about the intersection between people and place. Up now, Fiddleheading, an audio postcard produced by Rob Rosenthal for Deep Woods and River Roads, an audio tour of the Kennebec-Chaudière corridor in central Maine.
Okay, let's go right up here. Yeah, it's a ritual of spring. We start with the fiddleheads, followed shortly by the strawberries. After the strawberries come the raspberries and blueberries. After the blueberries come the blackberries, and then it's partridge season. Some people like to pick them when they're about 8 inches high. You don't have to bend over so far. Some people like to pick them and say they're more tender when they're still just coming through the ground. Myself, I like to pick them when they're about 3 to 6 inches above the ground. There's people that'll tell you to always leave at least one so that they'll come back. I think that's a myth. I think they're going to come back anyhow. Fewer mosquitoes, but the black flies that we know and love so well aren't here yet. Well, I'd like to say that what everybody does, that everything tastes like chicken, but fiddleheads don't taste like chicken. They're just a green that has a taste pretty much all of their own. Maybe a little to the spinach type thing. I prefer mine with just butter and pepper, but a lot of people put vinegar and some people deep fry them. You can eat them as you pick them. My wife and I both have big interest in the outdoors. We probably take a ride at least once or twice a day in the woods just to look and see what's different. We like to pick the berries, the fiddleheads. We love to bird hunt. We like to deer hunt. We really aren't into the killing part of it, but we like to see the animals. We feed the deer and the birds and the deer in the wintertime, the birds all year round. Just the general outdoor environment of West Forks, Maine. It's always good to be by the river, just listening to it. The river's been a big part of our lives and probably everybody that ever was associated with the Kennebec Valley. When we speak of everything, we always relate to the river. If we're going to go shopping in Skowhegan, we're going to go downriver. Well, let's scoot over here. When you're walking, these things, there's a lot left to come up. You'll feel them under your feet that you're stepping on. It's something that never gets old.
To hear more stories like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to saving the last great places on Earth. Our music is by 35th Parallel. Send your thoughts and feedback to podcast@tnc.org. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. I'll be back next week with a new Nature Stories podcast.